Oh, I consent.
Now say welcome to Crappy Friends. Now do the thing.
Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendship. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're
best friends,
especially after last week.
Yes, my God. Yes, we are. We're even better friends, my God.
Because congratulations on your new home.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I'm glad you have a friend like me who loves to clean and organize.
I am so glad I have such a friend as well.
All for the price of a pizza.
It was a good pizza.
It was really good pizza. It was a good pizza. Yes. Well, this week's letter is a little bit different for us because it deals with a very serious issue, which is domestic violence. So we will not be making jokes for this one. Nope. We also went right to the source for our answers. So Joss, do you want to read the letter?
I will do it. Dear Kristen and Joss, I love your podcast and your kindness. I have been dealing with a problem with my best friend for a little over a year now. She also happens to be my sister. We have always been very close. I'm the older one, and I've always been sort of a combination sister, best friend, aunt, mother to her. But as we grew up, the relationship began to be more equal, and she took care of me too. There was almost never any friction between us. We agreed on nearly everything. Then she started dating this guy. He would pick her up and put her down at his pleasure. Since we always had been honest with each other, I told her that I thought she deserved better, which was obvious to her entire family and all of her friends, who gave her the same advice. She inexplicably didn't listen, and that, of course, caused friction in all of her healthy relationships. The situation continued for about 6 months. After a time, she finally did decide to end it, but I knew she was in a bad place. My sister is beautiful, always gets the best grade in her college classes, and is kind. She was also fairly confident and on track to really rocking life. We always agreed on the theory of what makes a strong relationship, but she has made a few bad relationship choices in the past. And so she jumped into a rebound relationship the next week. It just so happened that it was with a controlling man. I gave him the benefit of the doubt in the beginning, but his true nature came out pretty soon. Please know that I have sympathy for him because I know he's emotionally scarred, but I didn't see any reason he should also ruin my sister's life. I gave her a list of controlling behaviors and asked her if any of them described him. She admitted that 17 out of the 20 described him. I don't know if he will turn out to be physically abusive, but I do know that I've already seen two small bruises that he accidentally gave her while they were playing. You can imagine that I'm very quickly going insane. She began pulling away from me more and more, and our relationship became extremely tense at all times. I have tried everything, speaking, holding my tongue, approaching the situation calmly, showing her my pain, and yes, losing my shit. They very quickly got engaged, and now he's pushing for a wedding soon, as in this summer, as in I already had to watch her pick out the dress. I'm a person of faith, and I've already come to the conclusion that I cannot control this situation. I have lost my best friend, and I have never faced this before, so I'm heartbroken. But I am learning how to cope with that, too. But really, my question is, how do I handle our relationship going forward? Frankly, if she wasn't my sister, I would have probably cut her out of my life months ago because I've had some real physical and psychological trauma over this, and I feel the need to protect myself and my fragile peace. But she's my baby sister. I adore her. I have spoken with a friend who was in a relationship with a controlling partner, and she says the best thing I can do is offer her my support and not nag her. I've spoken with another friend whose family member was murdered by a controlling partner, and she says, I should not be silent for a single second. I realize this is a heavy question, and I'm not asking for all the answers to an impossible situation, but I was wondering if, in your great wisdom, you had any tips to offer for navigating this new relationship and this crappy wedding. Signed, heartsick sister. Horrific. That's really terrible.
That's so sad. So sad. We're so sorry for you. I can't imagine if this was my sister and the pain that you must be going through. You have every right to feel distressed and heartbroken. And we're just so sorry. There's a couple things that struck me in the letter. And I think these points from the National Domestic Violence Prevention Hotline will touch on that. But you said a couple things that jumped out at me. You said she inexplicably didn't listen to your advice. And then she just happened to find herself in a relationship with another controlling man. Mm. I don't think it's inexplicable or something that just happens.
Right.
I think something happened to her as a kid in her childhood that has made her think this is a good relationship. This is a good fit for her.
Right. This is what love looks like. Right. I agree with that completely. This doesn't really come out of nowhere. Oftentimes there's some issues that are deep-seated that need to be fleshed out a little bit more to see what's really going on.
And you say that she was your little sister. You were kind of an aunt, mother, best friend to her growing up. That right there says maybe there was some of that lacking. Mm-hmm. If you had to step in the grown-ups role. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of times women who are in domestic violence abuse situations are there because for one reason or another, they feel unworthy, that they deserve some of this abuse, that they need a controlling man to organize their life, to tell them what's right. And that this feels, at least in the beginning, good. It feels great to have a man in charge who sweeps you off your feet and tells you, you know, there's a reason that women find themselves in these positions, because it wasn't horrible at first.
No, there's a whole honeymoon period where the possessiveness seems really just loving and like they're cherishing you and wanting to be more protective of you. And
he checks in with you all the time because he can't get through an hour without hearing your voice.
Exactly.
And he wants to know where you are every minute because he yearns to be with you. And, and then over time it builds up into he's monitoring your moves and doesn't want you to see anybody. And that the way he says it should be is the way it should be, and your opinion is no longer welcome.
Right.
So I think, I'm sure you have a lot of compassion for your sister. That just is so clear from your letter. But to understand that this is not just her making a bad choice. There's something very deeply rooted in her that puts her with these men.
Yeah, she does seem, just based on the last two relationships, as if she's being preyed upon, like she's got this sort of vulnerable aspect to her that men like this might find really attractive.
Right.
So that's something to be explored.
Yeah. So we checked with the National Domestic Abuse Prevention Hotline, and they list some wonderful tips for friends and loved ones of a person who is in an abusive situation. And we highly recommend it. There's a hotline. You can chat with a counselor. And then there's a whole lot of resources on the website as well. So again, that's National Domestic Violence Prevention Hotline. National Domestic Violence Prevention Hotline. It's a mouthful, but. So the first thing they say is acknowledge that they are in a very difficult and scary situation. Be supportive and listen. Let them know that the abuse is not their fault. reassure them that they are not alone and that there is help and support out there. It may be difficult for them to talk about the abuse. Let them know that you are available to help whenever they may need it. What they need most is someone who will believe and listen.
Yeah, I think a mistake people might make commonly is to try to show the person who is suffering how wrong they are. And I don't know that's the best way to reach someone who's in this position. What you want is to be extremely supportive. You want to be a resource for them. You want to be the call that they make when they finally decide to get out. So you need to be available for that.
Right. You've got to keep that door open.
Yeah. So the next item is be non-judgmental. Respect your friend or family's member's decisions. There are many reasons why victims stay in abusive relationships. They may leave and return to the relationship many times. Do not criticize their decisions or try to guilt them. They will need your support even more during these times.
Right. And I think that's hard for a lot of us who have never been in this kind of controlling abusive relationship. It's a knee-jerk reaction to say, just leave.
Yeah.
You know, that makes all the sense. Just leave. Don't stay with him. And and it's not that simple a lot of times. There may be children involved. There may be financial constraints.
Right.
She might be in more danger if she leaves him at this time.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of women who say he would kill me if I left him.
Right, right.
I can take a punch, but he'd kill me if I left him.
Right.
So it's very hard for us who have not been in that situation to understand, but it's clearly it's not that simple or it would already be done.
Yeah, that's true.
Number three is if they end that relationship, continue to be supportive of them. Even though the relationship was abusive, your friend or family member may still feel sad and lonely once it's over. They will need time to mourn the loss of the relationship and will especially need your support at that time. And that's a tough one.
Yeah. Because what you want to do, I would think, is to say, you know, you're better off with that louse, better off without that louse in your life, or, you know, try to support her that way. But I mean, she did pick that louse. And so you don't want to, I would think, indicate your derision of her choice that way.
Right. You don't want to say it's about time, you know.
Yeah.
Why are you lonely for him? He beat the crap out of you.
Yeah.
You know, I think too, it's part of keeping the door open to say, I understand those that you're having those feelings, you know, and I'm sorry that you miss him.
Yeah.
However, you know, maybe you can point out some of the bright sides.
Right, right. Look, you get to, you know, go to the mall whenever you want to.
Sleep through the night without getting punched in the face.
You're not constantly on call with him to let him know where you are.
Right.
Like that. Okay, so the fourth item is encourage them to participate in activities outside of the relationship with friends and family. Support is critical. And the more they feel supported by people who care for them, the easier it will be for them to take the steps necessary to get and stay safe away from their abusive partner. Remember that you can call the hotline to find local support groups and information on staying safe.
Yeah, I think that the more they see healthy relationships, the better.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. You can't throw up your hands and say, I don't want to see you as long as you're with that asshole.
Right.
You know, because then you're also judging her and finding her stupid, and he's already doing that.
Right.
So let her see someone who cares about her, who listens to her, who respects her, who says things like, you've got this, you're going to get through this. I have a friend, unfortunately, who is in an abusive relationship, and I did all the wrong things. You know, I said, here's what you do, you know, come to my house and immediately. And it seemed so clear to me, and she didn't, you know? And so, I said, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing as your friend. And she said, I just need you to like be confident in me. And I think that when you're in an abusive relationship, your self-esteem gets worn to wax paper. You know, you have such a fragile ego. You don't know whom to trust and what to believe about yourself. And you have this person gaslighting you and telling you that you're the problem and that he's the only one who knows. So the more time they get to spend with people who are not doing that, who are saying, I respect you, you're such an intelligent person, you know, you're very caring and wonderful, and really kind of like showing them, this is how people who love each other talk.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
The next thing on the list is help them develop a safety plan. And the website says, check out our information on creating a safety plan for wherever they are in their relationship, whether they're choosing to stay, preparing to leave, or have already left. And again, that's the National Domestic Violence Prevention website and hotline, and they have a lot of resources.
They do. And the next item is their 1-800 number, which is really important. 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. There's a lot of programs on that site. You can get referrals if you call that number. And you can offer, as her sister, her big sister, to go with her to any kind of local agency that would provide counseling for her, or to go to the police if that becomes necessary, or to court or a lawyer's office, just so that you're there for moral support.
Yeah. I mean, letter writer, your sister has been with two abusive men, so it's not going to come easy. And making these huge decisive decisions like to file a police report or go to a lawyer for a divorce and whatnot, those are going to be difficult for her, I think. And it's going to be a lot easier if you say, I'll go with you. Of course I'm free. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, don't be surprised if she really shies away from doing that sort of thing. I know oftentimes people, even though this person is hurting them, they don't want them to go to jail. And that's the first thing they think of when they think, oh, we have to go to the police. I don't really want them to go to jail. I just want them to stop. Right.
Right. Right. I just want him to be the way he was when we first met.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then the last thing on the list is remember, and this is especially important for you, heartsick sister, remember that you cannot rescue them. Although it is difficult to see someone you care about get hurt, ultimately they are the one who has to make the decisions about what they want to do. It's important for you to support them no matter what they decide and help them find a way to safety and peace. And again, you know, I have been in this situation of wanting to save somebody and thinking like, I'll just swoop in and take care of this person. But it won't last if that's the way she gets away from him.
Yeah.
You know, she has to make that decision. Mm-hmm. In the worst cases of abuse, you've been told that you're stupid, you don't know what's right, and your choices are taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to make the choice herself.
Yeah.
It's like an alcoholic. You know, you have to make the decision yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be sober for yourself, not to make your mom happy or your son or whatever. You have to say, I cannot live like this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So she's the one who's going to have to rescue herself.
Right.
And that may take a while.
It might.
In terms of our letter writer's questions about how to navigate this new relationship and crappy wedding, the good news is most weddings are canceled.
Yes. I mean, that's one good thing that's happened with COVID, right?
Right.
So happy wedding.
You know, you don't have to perhaps go on a bachelorette weekend and, you know, try to do all those things that are traditionally done. Maybe this will give her some time to assess the relationship.
Right.
But I think, you know, the tips from the website have given a lot of resources of how to be, don't be judgmental, keep the door open.
Right.
See her as much as you can without him.
Right.
And
it's difficult now, of course.
Yeah. But if you do have to see him in person, I would make sure that you don't let him talk to you the way he may talk to her.
Correct.
And you model that by saying, excuse me, that's very insulting. And you are a guest in my home. Mm-hmm. If you continue to talk like that, I'd like you to leave.
Right.
So that you show, we don't put up with this. Normal people don't put up with this kind of derogatory comments or anything.
Right.
I think that you need to say to her sometimes, would it be okay, do you think, if my husband hit me in the face? You know, do you think that I deserve, because I forgot to turn the oven on, do I deserve to be beat up? Mm-hmm. Or because I had a second glass of wine, you know, should I get pinched really hard? You know, mm-hmm. because I think a lot of times people can see, I would never want someone to hurt you, sis.
Yeah.
Without right. saying, you know, and I shouldn't be hurt either. Mm-hmm. So I think because of the love between the two of you, that might be effective to say, you know, is it all right for me? Then why would it be okay for you? And then I would say be with healthier friends who are in a better headspace.
Yeah.
Because we want to take care of you, sis. You know, we can't rescue the sister. So how can you take care of yourself? Surround yourself with really strong, compassionate people.
Yeah.
Rely on your friends, you know, your other family members maybe. And be good to yourself. Do things that are good for you. Try to eat right. Get enough sleep. You know, yoga, walk. Mm-hmm. You said you're a person of faith. Pray, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just keep reminding yourself that as much as you love your little sister, this is a time when she has to slay the dragon herself.
Yeah, yeah. But do, I would say, particularly now during this COVID time, do stay in touch. I've read numerous articles that said that domestic abuse is on the rise. We're all stuck inside.
Right, right.
So stay in touch with her as much as you are able mm-hmm. during this
and, time. You know, we're so lucky to be in a pandemic. With all the technology we have, you can still see her.
Yeah.
Joss and I are looking at each other through a Zoom meeting right now.
Yep.
You know, you can kind of get a look at how she seems to be doing. And yeah, check in with her. And one last tip. You might want to have a code word.
Yeah.
A special word that is meaningful yes. to you. And I got this idea from... a beautiful book that I read that is about a woman in an abusive relationship, and it's called Long Shot by Kennedy Ryan. Mm-hmm. And it's a real eye-opening book. It's a work of fiction, but she certainly did her research about how you get into these relationships and how they build up from that flattery and attention to control to abuse and how hard it can be to get out of it. And one of the things that Kennedy incorporated into the book was she had that one person who would come no matter what, no matter when. And she knew her husband was monitoring her. So she used a word that didn't seem at all meaningful mm-hmm. to anyone but the two of them. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's the name of your first pet or her favorite ice cream flavor or something, which if she texts you butterscotch, then you know, mm-hmm. call the police and get over to her house.
Right. That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Kennedy Ryan.
Yeah.
From Kennedy. Yeah. So we are sending you our love and holding you in our hearts. You're in a horrible situation and we are so sorry your sister's going through this.
Right.
And we really hope that that it won't go on too much longer and she will rise to the occasion and yeah. extricate herself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to Crappy Friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Crappy Friends and consider leaving us a review. Email us your friend stories at theladies@crappyfriends.net. I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends. Forever.